of truly breaking with the continent. As expected, the board of directors of Nissan has voted to fire board chairman Carlos Ghosn in the wake of charges he failed to report millions of dollars in income. A shareholder vote will come next to remove him as director. Long a deeply admired auto executive, Ghosn could face 10 years in prison. Dismissed along with him was Nissan director Greg Kelly. The board charged he helped Ghosn understate their incomes on formal declarations. This is VOA News. Seen as a possible goodwill gesture, China has allowed a U.S. aircraft carrier battle group to dock in Hong Kong. Carl Thomas commands the Battle Force 7th Fleet.
I think you'll find that with the Ronald Reagan and the other ships here in port in Hong Kong, there's great benefit for us to be able to get to know one another better. You know, there's no better way to understand people than to be part of them and be able to walk around. So I think the benefit is that you're going to get a chance to see a bunch of great young sailors going out having a fun time. And there'll be interactions.
2 months ago, China refused permission for a U.S. naval visit to Hong Kong amid trade and security tensions with Washington. The docking of the carrier Ronald Reagan and three other warships comes a week before Presidents Donald Trump and Xi Jinping are scheduled to meet on the sidelines of the G20 summit in Argentina. Today is the traditional Thanksgiving holiday in the United States and the country's most traveled time of the year. An estimated 55 million people are traveling by car this year, with over 30 million using airlines over the four-day period. A downside this year, bitterly cold weather in much of the nation. The head of Russian military intelligence, the GRU, Viktor Korobov, has died in Moscow. Korobov was the target of U.S. sanctions over charges his agency played a key role in Kremlin attempts to subvert the U.S. political process in the 2016 presidential election. The U.S. said Wednesday it will scale back joint military exercises with South Korea next year so they are not a hindrance to ongoing diplomacy with North Korea. Defense Secretary Mattis said the exercises, called Fall Eagle, will be reduced in scope. Joshua Pollack is a senior research associate at the Middlebury Institute of International Studies.
Fall Eagle was delayed this year to clear a path for the Olympics in South Korea, but held about a month later than usual. After that, other combined exercises between the United States and South Korea were canceled for the year. I think the word was suspended.
Pollack says the latest decision on exercises was the result of U.S.-South Korean working-level talks in Washington. Underlying it all, the fact there has been little progress toward North Korea's pledges to denuclearize. That will be a key issue in the next potential U.S.-North Korea summit, which President Trump says could take place in early 2019. And there is a highly unusual public feud in the United States between President Trump and the Chief Justice of the U.S. Supreme Court, John Roberts. It began with Mr. Trump's comment he had lost a court fight on migrant asylum because of someone he described as an Obama judge, referring to the former U.S. president. Chief Justice Roberts said there is no such thing as an Obama judge or a Trump judge or a Clinton judge. Gene Randall, VOA News.
R&B, pop, hip hop, all the hits and more on VOA 1. VOA 1. 1. 1. 1. 1. 1. 1. 1.